This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal today visited the flood and erosion affected areas of Balijan Gaon, Chabua in Dibrugarh, Assam. He also visited Kordoiguri area in Tinsukia district to inspect the devastation by the floods. During the visit, the Union Minister reviewed the precautionary measures being taken in the wake of the floods as well as the steps initiated to curb riverbank erosion. Sonowal directed officials to ensure that relief and rehabilitation measures for the affected communities continue without disruption. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes, which are currently present in Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said Home Secretary will be the chairman of the committee. The death toll in the devastating Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad has reached to 254. President Gujarat Unit Indian Medical Association Mehul Shah has confirmed deaths of 4 medical students and the wife of a doctor. A team from Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau has recovered aircraft's black box from the crash site. Forensic experts have also begun detailed examinations. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast that 17 districts, including Pabumpare, are yellow alert zone. These districts will receive thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. The National Testing Agency today released the final answer key and results of the NEET undergraduate. The scorecards are available on the website of the exam. Mahesh Kumar of Rajasthan has ranked first, while Utkarsh Awadhia from Madhya Pradesh and Krishank Joshi from Maharashtra have been ranked second and third respectively. State Governor Kethi Parnaik yesterday chaired a special cabinet meeting at the conference hall of the Chief Minister's Office, Itanagar, to commemorate the completion of 1 year of the state government's tenure. The governor commended the government's strong commitment to inclusive growth and development. He expressed his hope and confidence in cabinet's continued journey of good governance. He said he looks forward to a year of even bolder, more compassionate and people-centric action. The governor urged the state government to continue prioritizing the 4 key pillars of sustainable development for the state on education, health, infrastructure and tourism. He also shared his concerns about encroachment. The special cabinet took few decisions on development of hydropower in the state in a meeting held in Itanagar. The cabinet approved for creation of an escrow account for strategic management and utilization of revenue generated from proceeds of free power from hydroelectric powers. Regarding proposed Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, the cabinet re-emphasized on need for continuous dialogue by state government with project-affected families to ensure fair compensation if the pre-feasibility report states its approval for sustainability of project and a robust rehabilitation and resettlement plan. The Cabinet further directed UD Department for Constitution of Yingkiong Development Authority and Geku Development Authority to enable building future-ready alternate towns. The Cabinet also approved to request Government of India to sanction a special development package for Siang and Upper Siang districts. The cabinet directed PWD department to initiate survey for a necklace road along Siang River. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday attended the passing out parade ceremony of the 49th batch of Arunachal Pradesh police recruits at Police Training Center in Bandadua. In his address, Khandu urged all new police recruits to stand tall against any form of corruption once they officially join the department and get posted across the state. Congratulating Home Minister Mama Natung, DGP Mohan and Principal of PTC, Khandu expressed satisfaction on the 49th batch consisting 885 constables, including 110 women, the largest contingent to pass out from the training center. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.